Okay, and that's how many cases we actually managed to include from each of the regions. Right. But this, again, gives you a pause to think about the data completeness that we were sending to the surgeons, and maybe this does affect their enthusiasm for joining in with this and validating it. The data items included in the completeness measure are those on the left-hand side, so they're really very straightforward things that we would hope we did collect. And you can see a huge variation across the registries in the proportion of the completeness of the data that we sent back to the surgeons. And I'll just click one more before Mike makes a comment to say this is what it looked like after the surgeons who joined in with the audit had added additional data. So I'll pick up some points. I'll put in the arrows, and Mike, you can make your comments.
I mean, I suppose my comment here, first of all, is that we obviously need close working between individual breast cancer teams and their registries. The information has got to be made available to the registries in the first place, but there are some registries that are doing a great deal better than others in having that data. We've really got to make sure we get that, and that's what I was saying earlier in my previous presentation about it being the duty of teams to get this information. But then there are very clear cases here where the surgeons have added a huge amount of value to the data. Even where it was good, they've added value, as in West Midlands, let's say, that up to nearly 90% there. But at some of the other end, I mean, Trent, for example, where they weren't given very much information by the registry, but the surgeons there have made a huge difference and got up way over 75% there. So I think there are some very good examples of where people have done it. My view is we should make it as easy as possible for surgeons just to add small amounts of data. We've got to get you the right data in the first place.
Alan Corder.
Speaking as a West Midlands surgeon, I would have to say that in my case, certainly, the surgeon's got very little to do with it. It's the excellence of the data management team that I work with, ladies generally who collect this data help me with it. There's no way I could contribute data personally. It's simply not possible for me to do.
Well, that's a very generous comment and much appreciated, actually, and I think I would echo it coming from the Northwest, where a similar Herculean effort was made by staff on my behalf. Thank you. James.
James Ristle, Cheltenham. I fully agree with Mike that it's the duty of the breast teams to provide these data, but it is the duty of the Trust to provide them with the resources to collect it, and that has been the glaring deficiency.
Can I just... I absolutely agree with that point. And part of the reason that through the cancer reform strategy we've put this bit about data in is to say it is now in the contract between PCTs and a trust, it becomes the trust's responsibility to ensure this data is collected. We hope that will put pressure on the trusts to help you in that regard.
Well, it might, but it depends which pressure is. I mean, last week it was 2-week waits or 4 hours, something or other, so it depends which target is target of the week, really. I mean, there is...
It does, but if your finance directors found that they were only going to get paid, let's say, 90% of the tariff if you didn't send in the data, do you think your finance directors would find a solution to the data problem? My guess is
possibly.
They would.
Possibly.
I think they would sort it out within a month or two. Mm-hmm.